It's 90.3 KEXP in Seattle, and we are worldwide at kexp.org. And my name is Evie. I'm joined here in our live room right now by Other Lives. We are streaming both audio and video today. If you want to check it out, go to kexp.org. Thanks, guys, for being here today.
Ivy.
Got a couple songs you want to play?
Sure.
All right, whenever you're ready.
I can hear it coming, I can hear it coming, like a moth to light, like a moth to light. I can hear it coming, I can hear it coming, like a moth to light. I'll fear my rival, leave him in the silence, though I live in the present. Moment to moment, moment to moment. I'll fear no future, become the void. Like I've been here before. Everything's turning out like it wants to. Feels like I've been. I'll fear my rival, leave him in the silence. No, I'll live in the present. I'll fear no future, become the void and silence. No,
listening to Other Lives live here on KEXP.
We'll be right back.
Other Lives, live here on KEXP. It's 90.3 FM in Seattle. We are streaming worldwide at KEXP.org, both audio and video today if you want to tune in and check out the session. Sounding incredible, you guys, and looking incredible. You're all very handsome and well-dressed. Oh my Makes my job easier.
Like just crawled out of a hole.
Well, hey, you do it well. You crawl out of that hole very
you.
Well.
Really,
you're welcome.
I think that's a little generous.
Yeah. Are you blushing?
I am blushing a little.
Well, welcome back to the station. I know you guys have been here before, once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah. This is our second time.
Mm-hmm. And you were at the KEX hostel too in Iceland, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember.
We got up at like 6 a.m. or something for it.
Six in the morning in Iceland?
Yeah, but why not?
Hey, no big deal. Totally normal schedule.
Yeah, easy.
So you're Jesse, and you're on main vocals. Do you want to introduce the rest of the people in your band?
Yeah, this is Danny. Hey, Danny. This is Josh on drums. On bass and timpani. This is John. Me and John are kind of fighting right now, so I'm not gonna. No, it's not true. And this is Daniel. And this is a new shirt. We've not seen this shirt before.
Surprise.
It's a great shirt, Daniel.
Yeah, it's really a great shirt.
Thanks, Amy.
You're adding into the well-dressed portion.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's really
no
nice.
No problem. So your new record, Rituals, came out a couple days ago, last week, I think. It's a lovely record, front to back. I listened to the whole thing a couple times. Yeah. And I was reading a little bit about your approach to songwriting and how you made this record. And you were saying it's sort of like exploring modernity and like the rationale of our modern lives versus like what our primal nature is. You want to tell me a little bit more about the story behind it?
Yeah, let's get heavy. It's a lot about kind of that struggle between the rational and the primal, and you know, we also wanted to reflect that with the kind of the duality on the record, and you know, it's a very large record, and. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of saw these two sides to the record. You know, it's kind of new style and kind of an older style that kind of reflected the duality of the lyrics as well. So you know, a lot of it kind of came to us when we were traveling on Tamer Animals. We toured so much, and you know, I think the movement of being on tour and the constant like you know change and fast pace. Kind of inspired us to write this kind of more brighter record, you know.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different than your last
ones.
Is this record number 3 or is it?
This is record number 3.
Number 3. Yeah. Okay, well, I know you guys are touring nonstop. I saw your tour schedule.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you find a lot of inspiration while you're on tour, correct?
Yeah.
And you guys are from Oklahoma originally.
Yeah.
So how do you write differently when you're in Oklahoma versus when you're on the road?
Well, you know, I think we had the first two records were kind of a culmination of living in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We didn't really tour much. And so after touring, you know, You stare out of a window for 8 hours a day, you know,
right.
And so it's you have a lot of time to be isolated and to write music and think about things. So mm-hmm. it's you know traveling really influences and gives you the time to write new music, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I heard also that you so you record and write layer by layer, and there's many layers as. You can see here many different instruments. You want to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, we're not trying to like outdo ourselves by like just trying to add. You know, it's kind of out of necessity because you know we write the song and then we record it and we're trying to build this kind of large dimensional sound. Mm-hmm. So then it's after the fact that we have to learn the song, and that's why. You know, all these things are kind of out of necessity. Like,
right.
You know, that part has to come in at, you know, X, Y, Z.
Right.
So.
Well, listeners that are tuning in to see the live video stream too will see how many instruments you actually have in this room that seems like it's big, but
no,
it's not
yeah,
big.
It's not.
It's very small. There's a lot of people packed in this little room right now. So Oklahoma, huh? I'm not very familiar with the state of Oklahoma.
It's unfortunate because a lot of people just think it's that state right up from Texas.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful state, beautiful people, mm-hmm. bad politics.
Cool.
Unfortunately. But yeah, it's still very much a part of us, you know.
Yeah.
It's where we come from, and you know, it kind of gave us the patience as a band, you know, to take our time, and you know, that still will always like remain with us, you know.
Yeah. You know who else is from Oklahoma? It's the only other band that I know.
Who
Hanson?
Oh, you were in Flaming Lips.
I mean, that was the next one. Yeah, of course.
I love it. Yeah. I know.
Hanson, they're from Tulsa.
Yeah.
I was a big fan, you know,
yeah,
back
really
in the day.
They're really sweet guys, yeah.
Yeah, I got to meet them last year. I'll tell you all about that later.
Your 13-year-old.
Yeah, I was like... I have to cry. I'm going to throw up. Yeah, all of the above. Totally. So I heard also that you just got married.
I did.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, I
met the girl of your dreams.
I did.
Yeah.
I met her in Paris.
Wow. That's romantic.
I won't even tell you the story because it's too cliche. but yeah.
Girls like cliche.
Yeah, I met the love of my life. And
good for you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, congratulations, and now you get to spend the rest of your honeymoon phase traveling.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. There was no honeymoon, but
yeah. So you guys are you're headed to Vancouver next, and then you're headed across the country, across Europe, anywhere that you're specifically interested in seeing or super excited about.
Yeah, we like Grand Rapids.
Really?
No, there's that good beer place.
Yeah, it's good.
This is awesome.
Beer makes everything worth it.
It really, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prague.
Yeah. Coming in with the left field there. Grand Rapids, Michigan and Prague. One and two. Okay. Well, Other Lives playing tonight live at Numo's, and they have a couple more songs for us. Don't ya?
We do.
All right. When you're ready.
Come on. reflecting light. My protector, from the night to keep him in, to keep him in. Reflecting light. My protector, from the night.
Listening to Other Lives live here on KEXP. And up next, we're going to listen to English Summer. Yeah, great. When you're ready.
I got a lucky hand. Got two sun eyes, but too late. The sun is calling my friends away. I got a heavy metal hand. Got two sided diamonds. Golden, but it's too late. The summer's calling my friends away. Two kids they're found when returning from the summer. Too late. summer's calling, my friends will wait, but it's too late. The summer's calling, my friends.
Here live in studio on KEXP, it's 90.3 FM in Seattle. You guys sound incredible. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was really good. Yeah. Numos tonight. Are you guys still have some tickets left?
Yeah, we have like 200 tickets left, so please come.
Just two tickets left.
No, there's
200.
No, we need some folks there. It'd be nice.
Well, I'm sure
That sound a little desperate. It's okay.
It's just honest.
We'll say that.
Yeah. So tonight at Numos, tomorrow at the Biltmore in Vancouver, BC, have a fun time. I feel very, like a lot of people should be there, and I feel very blessed to kind of have my own little private performance here. Private performance, personal performance in headphones, in like high quality headphones. It was very fun. So have a good time tonight.
Thanks
you so much for visiting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Have a good day.
Bye.
It's KEXP, 90.3 FM.